Alvin Mazur, how can I help?
Hi, this is Audrey. This is Audrey Pinnell. I was calling you back.
Hey Audrey, Mike here with Alvin Mazur.
Yeah,
Hello.
I think I didn't get your email. Like, I'm not sure. Maybe you didn't push send. I don't know. I don't think I got it. But I did get your voicemail, so I'm calling back on that.
Okay.
I was just emailing because I was wondering, like, for say there's like an idea, and people might want to invest in it and get investors in it and stuff. Do you guys do that? Like, how does that work? Is that something I would have to do by myself? How does that work?
Okay, so we do have external funding resources. I mean, we do have investors that we frequently connect our clients to, right? However,
Okay.
if you read the email, I think you didn't find the email. I'll try and send it over to you as well. But what I mentioned is that, for us to be able to connect with them, or for the potential investors to take interest in your idea, you have to show them a working proof of concept, right? You have to have like a functional prototype at least, with app development or with an app startup. You need to have like a
Okay.
prototype that is functional in nature
Yeah.
and that helps them see how the application is going to work. Just an idea
Okay.
on paper,
So,
not really
yeah.
helpful reaching out to investors.
Okay. Okay, sorry, I'm driving. I'm like having trouble multitasking. Can you send me the email again?
Yeah, let me do that right now, and just please let me know if you receive it this time. So I'll just give
Okay.
me 1 second.
Okay.
All right, so I just sent it to you. This time it's going to be coming in a separate email thread, so it should be easier for you to find.
Okay. Okay. So the app I'm thinking about would basically involve like AI technology.
Right.
How much do you think it costs to do that with your company about? Like just a price range.
Well, applications, I think we discussed this last time as well. Since we build custom applications, it totally comes down to what kind of features you essentially need, right? So there is an application. Let's say the starting price of an application, a full application, is going to be $15,000, is the starting price for a basic application, right? However, it can go up to $300,000 as well, right?
Whoa, okay.
Projects that can go up to $500,000. So again, it all comes down to what kind of features you need. And then if you have a budget,
Yeah.
like say you have $50,000 in total to accomplish the whole project, now that again is going to, if you want to go towards investors and you're not looking to invest into it yourself, then about 25% of that total price is going to be the price of the prototype. Or building, like a small functional model of the application, which involves the screen designs, the UI and the UX design of all the screens, and then finally building a prototype out of it that your investors and potential stakeholders can actually see with how the application is going to be working. So,
Oh, okay.
do you have a list of features that you've taken down and what you want to have within the application and whatnot?
Digital agents. Yeah, like AI digital agents.
Okay, what's going to be the use case of this application? I mean, who's going to be using this application? Is it for just everyone, or is it going to be for a specific industry to use?
It would be like everyone could use it. Like you wouldn't even have to go to Amazon anymore. These
Oh, you
digital
wouldn't have to.
agents like
Okay.
can do it all. Like it would just disrupt all the industries because these digital agents can do everything. You don't have to go to Amazon anymore. Like you don't have to do any of that.
Okay, well, interesting. So, Let's say I want to buy a new set of headsets, and instead of going to Amazon, which I would do right now, I mean, if I have to buy a pair of headsets, I go to your software and I type in, I'm looking for headsets with noise cancellation, for example. And it's going to show me all the
Yeah.
options on the internet on the different providers and different vendors. Am I in the right direction?
Yeah, and you can just yeah, and you can just get it right then and there from that. Yeah.
Well, Audrey, sorry to break your bubble, but Google's already working on that. If you've heard about Google Bard, they're doing exactly the same. I mean, you no longer have to search for a product on Amazon. You type it on Google, and
Okay,
Google Bard
so
AI is going to show you. Sorry.
okay, well then, yeah, I can't compete with that, so I'll have to think of a different idea.
Yeah, I mean, I think you are in the right direction, and anything AI right now, even with the, just the label of it on it,
Yeah.
is going to sell pretty well, that I can tell you. And investors are jumping into anything that they can hear about AI. So we might just have to tweak your idea a bit and come up with something that could still stand out with all these different
Yeah.
Google Bard and everything. And I think we can help you in the process as
Yeah.
well. What sort of budget do you have? I mean, without the investors too, let's say if you have to do a prototype, let's say if you come up with an idea, you have to do a prototype to get to the investors, and then they fund the application, the full application for you. What kind of budget do you want to stick within your shoelace budget?
I'm not sure. I'll have to think about that. I'll think about that. But I'm actually pulling up now to my house, so I'm gonna hang up, but I'll keep thinking on stuff, and thank you.
All right, then I'll let you go. You have a good one. Drive safe.
Thank you, you too. Okay, thank you.